This is a continuation of a dictation for Alfonso Washington, Alfonso Washington, date of service was 10/11/2023. The dictation is after 1019-068 or 69. It was interrupted in the middle, I was at family history, which I begin now in the history presenting illness. Family history, the mother is, so the date of birth is 11/16/92, date of accident 10/9/2023, date of service, new patient visit 10/11/2023. Again, patient name is Alfonso Washington. The mother is alive, no medical problem. Father is alive, no medical problem. Two sisters, no medical problem. Relationship status, patient is single. And his employment status, he is currently not working. He was laid off prior to the accident. Supporting his case. And personal history, patient does drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The ADLs are reported as follows. Opening container is affected 8. Doing laundry is affected 8. Standing, writing, dialing a phone, home chores, doing yard work, cooking in the kitchen are affected 7. Ability to lift dinner plates is affected 6. While bathing, dressing, standing, reaching into cabinets are affected 5. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 156/108. Pulse, 52 pulse ox is 99. Height is 5'11 and weight 250. 30-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. And no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And no severe anxiety, lethargy, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain faces are noticed. And patient is able to walk reasonably well with a slight limp in the left knee, but not using any cane or any other adaptive device. Rest of the exam will be from the template. In the skin, please mention there are multiple scars. In the right leg, there is a 6-inch scar due to the fracture of tibia from a previous motor vehicular accident. And left knee scar in the midline, 6-inch long, for the previous surgery for left knee replacement. TKR. Musculoskeletal examination is negative. Neurological examination is negative, is from the template. So please use the template for musculature and neurological exam. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation from the template. Spine tenderness is present in C5-6 and L4-5-S1 area, midline, without any major spine muscle spasm. No paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed, no tenderness otherwise. Hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of the cervical spine is slightly limited. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion 35, bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 10. Bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 20. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling sign was positive. Distraction test was positive, and Soto Hall test is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test were negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test was positive. Breger test was negative. Kemp test was positive. And Babinski sign was negative. in the sacroiliac joint, standing flexion test was negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test was negative. Paper test and Gunston test are positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination. Except for the left knee, all the extremities are completely negative. Examination of the left knee, on inspection, there is a scar 6 inch long for the total knee replacement. Other than that, there is no erythema or effusion, no tenderness is felt or swelling, laceration. There is no crepitus, grinding noise, popping noise. Range of motions are normal to 135 degrees of flexion. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender, especially the medial collateral ligament. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. The diagnosis. V89.2 X60, Z79.891, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90 XA. Ligaments M54.0. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S33.5, XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine S33.5, XXA, M46.1. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The treatment plan for Alfonso Washington is described as follows. Medications, non-narcotic medications are prescribed as follows. Is provided with Celebrex 200 mg once a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Ortrim 50 mg 12-hour PRN for pain relief. Allegra 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, help in depression and muscle pain and general pain. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for general pain relief. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6-hour PRN for headaches. Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief as provided. Number 3 is non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. For associated anxiety, panic and fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available at this time. Interventional pain procedures, none are being warranted. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych evaluation, the patient does not have a incredible history of TBI, we'll keep an eye on him. And if necessary, neuropsych evaluation will be obtained. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered released. Investigations. Patient will be visiting us for follow-up and then we'll again decide. DMEs. The patient is provided with a back brace and a neck brace. Education, yes. Weight loss program, none. Disability, none. Or disability has been ordered. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I...